KVRX Austin.
91.7 FM. This is the Metal Enema.
I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Rockaport as a macaque.
And we're happy to be with you.
And this is Nephilim.
91.7 KVRX Austin, in accordance with federal law and FCC regulations, confines the broadcast of indecent material between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Sensitive listeners turn out these times. This is Enslaved.
Being evil is hilarious. Alrighty. Agapornis seconds that with his teeth gritting growl. Anyway, yes, to answer your questions, Deicide was awesome. We're glad to see so many people there. And, I better not blow it just yet. It may not ever come true. Well, hopefully we'll have a surprise for you soon. But in the meantime, we had a couple of...
In the meantime, the same old crap.
But we had a request, two requests for a carcass, and we're going to go ahead and send this out to Brian, the guy who sleeps in the day just so he can stay up and listen to us.
And the anonymous guy that called up and wanted to hear carcass.
He may sleep
also
in the day, but that might not have anything to do with us. So anyway, this is a song called... Lavaging expectorate of, like, glyceride composition, which is what happens if you, you know, walk in and your mom in the shower, and, you know, I think we'll just let it stand on its own merits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom!
That was Demonio by request with Human Trophies, and this is Arcanum with... Kunugur af Harndiu Pestinator.
That's what you say when you want a girl to go out with you when you're in secondary school in Norway. You go up to her with the flower. You go up to her with the flower and say, Kunugur af Harndiu Pestinator. And then she goes, Ut. And then you say, Kund! And then you go, and then she slaps you. And then you go, You go drink lots of beer and sing, mein Hutz. And then, well.
Mein Hund hat drei Ecken.
If anybody listening is Norwegian, I don't know that for a fact. I'm just making it up. But I'm sure it would be lots of fun if that was true. Anyway.
Because we're jerks.
Yes. Ask anybody. Here we go.
Guess what I just heard, folks? Even the Undertaker don't know this. But
is it Deicide?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Showcase booked them a year in advance. Halloween 1997.
Oh,
provided
I like it.
Glenn doesn't go... But, yeah. And guess who's opening for him?
Death of Millions?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, gee, I guess we'll be hyping this show until this time next year.
Guess who's coming in a year for Halloween? Deicide.
Don't forget. Don't move away.
Write it down. And coming next week are air checks from Deicide and Chuck Salvo from Death of Millions and Pez Fairy.
Pez Fairy?
Yeah.
Will he be bringing Fifi's?
She, the Pez Fairy, will be bringing Phoebe.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do we got now?
This is Pyrexia.
With Abominat?
With Abominant, apparently.
Abominant? It's Abominat, I believe.
Okay, well, it only says
Is this the line where they go, open the coconut in it? Yes, it is. It's the, open the, it's, listen for him. He says open the coconut.
I don't know. The CD cover only says Abomint, which would seem to be a really bad breath mint.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I've seen it properly spelled as Abominat. Anyway, open the coconut. All right, that was Sagatha with a song called Sathaga. Yeah,
with a song called Niemals geboren, which means no more. Well, it means never more born or.
Nevermore born.
Yeah.
Okay.
Born, not again.
Nevermore boring.
Well, no. Literal translation is Niemals, which is never or no time. Gaboran is reborn. Well, I guess No Time Reborn. Anyway.
Oh, okay. But before that,
Nemo's Gaboran.
So we heard Nemo's Reborn by Thesagatha. Bless me. Anyway, as before that, we heard Deranged with Black Semen Vengeance.
Yeah.
No comment necessary. But now we're going to listen to a very silly black metal band made up of members of Ophthalmalia and Abruptum. And this is called Vondur. And this song is called, dare I try to pronounce it, Threptu Allure. Make up your own nasty translation.
Yeah, so you didn't go for whatever reason. We don't care. We did. It was badass.
It was awesome, man.
And
I wanted to say something real quick.
You're breaking my rhythm.
Oh, I'll break your rhythm, baby.
Oh.
Anyway.
Put down the jar. Oh. No.
Fifi for you. Fifi for me. Anyway.
Fifi out of you.
Fifi mania. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I take it we're doing a trifix of sorts.
Yeah.
Trifix in honor of DSI putting on such an awesome show.
That's all we've been listening to.
That's all we've been listening to, all we've been talking about.
I want
to
put my finger in.
Ooh. Anyway, but I just wanted to say that this goes out to all those sorry pro-lifer MFs who are going to be down in San Antonio.
Right.
Forming the cross in a big crowd and going on about how, you know, women don't deserve basic rights such as abortion. And, you know, I don't 10, care.
10,000 Christians lying down in the shape of a crucifix.
Boy, it would be so nice to have an A-bomb. Where's a good A-bomb when you need one? Or just an AK. Churches.
Or just a claw hammer.
Just
a
claw hammer.
And a lot of horse tranquilizers.
Or a nail gun. Or a monster truck. Yeah.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Run over all the Christians you want with the Undertaker.
Grave Digger. Yeah, they
or
guess.
A tank like that guy in Santa Monica. Did you see
Oh, yeah,
when
he hijacked the tank.
Guy drive a tank around and ran over Plowing Winnebago.
People.
It was cool.
Yeah, that was cool. More stuff like that should happen. Mayhem is cool. Anyway, but now we're going to play, I believe,
Day of Darkness.
Day of Darkness. All right, that's
the
one
song that they should.
One
have
of the only songs
didn't.
They didn't play. Here it is.
This is 91.7 KVRX Austin, the Metal Enema, and you are listening to me, Agapornis Abacac, and the Undertaker is on the computer, and 91.7 KVRX Austin, in accordance with federal law and FCC regulations, confines the broadcast of indecent material between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Sensitive listeners throughout these times. Don't forget, October 12th at the Voodoo Lounge. It is a benefit for the Voodoo Lounge, so would be pretty cool to go, maybe, if you were going to maybe want to do something like that. It would be maybe fun. We can't say go, but, you know, there you go. It's also Respect Life weekend, so go out and kill a Christian and just beat him on the head with a hammer until it pops and all the gunk and stuff runs off. But anyway, this is Satyricon with Mother North.
Dark Throne, what we got?
Black Victory of Death.
Keep in mind that when we're talking about black metal and all things black, it has nothing to do with African Americans and certainly nothing to do with affirmative action. Okay. Just thought I'd say that.
But beat some Christians to death for this weekend.
Get a life. Beat a Christian. Churches
gotta
burn
them.
All right, hope you like that. That was Thornspawn. You'll probably be hearing more of them future shows.
Oh, my God! Oh, we broke it!
Tell me what you... I really like feedback on that because I produced it. No, not that kind of feedback. I'd like people to call and let me know what they think. 495-KVRX. Give us all your requests and let me know what you thought of that.
No, just give him
just
a request.
Yeah, because then I have
it
to
was
fill
us.
No, it's now me. No. course not.
It's a vicious circle.
I still love you, Agapornis. Anyway, I did want to go ahead and announce that, even though this isn't particularly death or black metal, but Biohazard is playing kind of a surprise show, more or less, on...
Surprise!
On Wednesday the 9th. And they do put on a great live show, and they are pretty damn heavy, even though they're not death metal or black metal.
So they eat all those starchy foods. Yeah, up there, you know, in New York.
Yeah, and they live in Brooklyn and stuff.
And the pro performance 2200 weight gainer stuff. They shovel that in spoons.
You know, and they say the F word a lot, so that's pretty cool too. But they swear. Yeah, they swear. They got tattoos, so that's good enough. I like them. Anyway, I wanted to announce that. And also, Death of Millions is going to be playing next Saturday for a benefit show at the Voodoo Lounge.
That's that October 12th thing I mentioned.
Yeah,
earlier.
And that's pretty important, because if the Voodoo Lounge doesn't get a little money out of this, then it's going to be hard for them to bring us bands like Cannibal Corpse,
Malevolent Creation, Suffocation,
and Immolation.
That's right, so, and Samael.
And Samael, all of bands which are good. And all bands that we need in Austin, so we don't have to drive to other places all the time to go see.
Like San Antonio. Or Houston, or Dallas.
Yeah, speaking of which, I think it's at the beginning of November when the Mortician Incantation show is coming through. So we'll give you more details on that as they develop.
And next year, Halloween.
Deicide at the Showcase in San Antonio.
Just in case you had plans.
Featuring Death of Millions. All right, so we know that one's a confirmed. Yeah. Anyway.
Of course, we won't be around to tell you this
Yeah,
in a year.
We won't be around to tell you this in a year. Sorry, folks. We're not going to be here forever. And I know that.
Well, maybe.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
You know, payola and so forth. All righty.
Threats. Blackmail. Subterfuge.
9mm pistols full of blanks.
What?
Bam, 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 bam. Oh, now that you thought you were dead, maybe you'll turn over a new leaf and let us keep our show. You've seen the light. Anyway, what are we going to listen to now? Is it Vader?
No.
It's not
that's
Vader.
After. This is Samael with After the Sepultura.
No,
after the sepulture.
After the sepulture, yeah, sort of.
Max,
did you like that? We sure did.
Yeah,
you guys are always asking for it, so we thought we'd just kind of throw it to you without any fanfare. That was Luciferion doing "Fight Fire with Fire" better than anybody else. Oh yeah.
And this is now Dark Blue Sea Journeys of the Sentinel from Diabolical Masquerade.
Yeah.
Take it with milk.
Oh.
You love it. It's almost there. It's almost there.
It's ready.
All right. It's ready.
It's time for
Sacrificial Suicide
by Deicide. We just thought we'd give you a chance to catch your breath there.
That was the only song we haven't yet played off the new Morpheus Descends thing, so I thought it would be a good thing to play.
We didn't know it was
going to
go on forever.
It's just like this little outro wind.
So anyway,
wind
sorry
thing.
About that. But be
no, we're not!
No, but before that, we heard Fallen Christ with Into the Abyss.
And Punishment is Absolute from Impaled Nazarene. Ah!
And opening the show, of course, Deicide with Sacrificial Suicide.
So no more Deicide for you tonight.
Nope. But 495KVRX, if you can think of anything else you'd like us to play, as long as it's death metal or black metal or something like that, we're not going to play the FEMOs, we're not going to play Blort, we're not going to play Misfits. What else have we been requested for in the past?
Jackhammer or whatever that is.
Something like that. One of those Austin band names. We're not going to play any of those bands that have those fake made-up names that don't mean anything.
Yeah, like Death of Millions.
Yeah, like Death of Millions. What the hell does that mean?
We're not going to play that crap.
Yeah.
He's not biting.
Oh, yeah.
Mark's here, and he's not...
Mark from Death of Millions is here. He's not yet destroying us or the studio. But we are going to play some Satyricon.
Yeah, we're going to play probably For Hexet or something.
For Hexet, yeah. That's like, you know, one of those kitchen utensils your mom uses to strain spaghetti. Could you hand me the Forhexet, Billy? You know, okay, Mom. Shh. Oh,
no,
thanks.
No, it's the, isn't that the, like, Norwegian version of tennis?
Oh, no, I think it's a
he won the Forhex.
it's like witchcraft in tennis. The Hexet.
Oh, I thought it was one of those Parker Brothers board games. For Hexed by Parker Brothers.
Don't wake up, Dad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You're casting spells.
It's got a little church that catches fire very easily. For Hexed by Parker Brothers for all ages. You guys probably are completely lost and don't know what we're talking about.
And so are we.
All right. But anyway, thanks.
Here's Satyricon. Eat it. Eat it.
And now, Immortal with the song called Through the Halls of Eternity. If you've ever seen that Halls commercial, you know the Halls of Medicine where the bricks are all made up with the lozenges? It's kind of like that, except it just goes on forever and Immortal's like at the back of it, you know? Anyway.
Immortal clears up your cold with vapor.
Straight out of the frozen north.
Anyway.
Anyway, it also clean out your colon if you turn up the stereo loud enough when we play it. Enjoy. All right, have a hoedown with Trifiction. Yes, that was Trifiction from the
with Gonzo on vocals.
Ah, oh, Miss Piggy, you're looking lovely tonight. That was the album First and Last Commandment. Trifiction is actually the drummer from the band Pervertum. In fact, I think we might throw on some Pervertum later or something. Spot the difference. Anyway,
Pervertum.
They do nasty stuff.
They're naughty.
They lust after children. Anyway, this is the new album from Rotting Christ, Triarchy of the Lost Lovers. It's on Century Media, so if you dig it, you can go down to your local record store and not have to pay a whole bunch of money for it.
Yeah, and if you're all domestic. Clean cut, I defy you to try to pull off a name like Necromayhem.
He's
like got no makeup on, and he's all showered and
combed and stuff. And unlike most people from Greece.
Stuff, yeah.
Oh, slander. they're from Greece. But anyway.
Hippocrates is going to come up here and kick our ass. No. I'm Greek.
But anyway, so.
I mean, come on. If you're gonna have names like Necro Mayhem, Mutilator, and Necro Savro,
how do they come apart? Hey, Necro Savro. I mean, Mayhem.
Never mind.
You with the blow dryer, come over.
And Necro Butcher.
From Mayhem. Necro Mayhem instead of Necro Butcher from Mayhem. So it gets very, very confusing with all these pseudonyms. But anyway.
Well, they should change the name of the band to Rotting Butcher then.
Rotting Butcher.
Rotting Butcher, and then you have Necro Mayhem. No, it's all bad.
Anyway, the point is, this is a song called Archon. This is Rotting Christ from the new album, Triarchy of the Lost Lovers. Enjoy. Alright, that was Captor of Sin by Slayer. And it goes out to all the sluts who like to spread their legs in the night.
If you know
what I'm referring to, the Live and Dead version of Captor of Sin.
Yeah, anyway. The Undertaker's trying to, he's fishing for,
yeah, for controversy.
For stuff.
Anyway. Alrighty, coming up.
If you're turned on by that, call 495-KVRX.
Oh, Lord. Look what you've done. Bring on!
Oh, hi there. Oh, no, Sam's not here tonight either.
Anyway, we have a show coming up at the Voodoo Lounge on Friday, October 8th. Oh, no. Phone's ringing. Anyway, October 18th, Friday at the Voodoo Lounge. It's going to be Death of Millions, Debauchery, Judgmental, Lost Innocence, Demonio, and God Sonic. This is a benefit show. It's not $4. It's not $6, but it's the number in between to go help benefit the Voodoo Lounge. So then you can go see Malevolent Creation with Death to Millions and Debauchery and hopefully not Alienation.
Oh, and Head Shop.
And Head Shop. That's Halloween night. And Agapornis Epicac and myself will be emceeing that show and throwing lots of CDs at you, kind of like I did at Biohazard if you were at that show. But anyway, that's going to have a costume contest.
Man, you're really persistent and there on the phone.
And the first, 13 people to show up completely naked will get in free and then be subsequently arrested. But
no,
anyway,
I think it's costumes or something. Yeah, but there's a costume contest.
There's a costume contest also. So
no, that's for the benefit show.
Yeah.
Never mind.
No, the benefit show does not have costumes. The Halloween party does have costumes.
Oh, although that's if right. You wanna... Oh, the costume contest is for Jenna Torturer's tickets. That's it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be some giveaways at that show for propane Jenna Torturers and all sorts of other stuff. That's what you'll win if you win
and
the best
body
costume.
Body painting, apparently.
Body painting also.
They're going to paint the naked people.
Yeah, they're going to paint the naked people so they don't get arrested. Anyway, so that's the Halloween show with Malevolent Creation. But more importantly, more pressing, is the Voodoo Lounge benefit show on Friday, October 18th. And as we said, Death of Millions will be there. And they're here right now, like they always are. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
You must go.
Anyway.
You will go.
Uh-oh,
hey, we didn't make it.
We didn't make it. Oh, well.
All right, well, this is Nephilim, so we can get to the phone.
Oh, baby.
It's called Black Curse, which... He dedicated to Tupac last time, but that's not true.
That's not. Forgot Tupac his vest. Ah! Stealing your joke again. In case you were wondering, that was not Cradle of Filth. That was all the ex-members of Cradle of Filth from the first album. They went and formed a new band called Hecate Enthroned.
Called Cradle of Filth.
Oh, it's called Hecate Enthroned. And
they were bitter about being kicked out, and they said, all this material lying around.
Let's just be Cradle of Filth with a different name, but it's still pretty cool. And that was the album Upon Promethean Shores, and that song was called An Ode for a Haunted Wood. Your wood's haunted, dude.
Coming out of mine.
Yeah, I got white spirits leaking out of it.
Sometimes, looks like some sort of secreted resin. Yeah,
yeah, but secreted from what? Nobody touch nothing.
All righty, that was Samael with Bestial Devotion, and that was actually...
Man!
Bestial Devotion, man!
It's about our love life here at the Metal Enema. That was a dedication to the Zams from Jesse, Steve, and Debbie, and yes, you requested After the Sepulture, but we played that last week, and
we don't want to bore people.
And so we
any more than we already do.
A new song. Anyway, sorry about that, but there you go. That went out to the Zams. That was Bestial Devotion.
And,
no comment on there. Yeah.
By the way, KVRX Austin.
In accordance with federal honor, system regulations, come on to broadcast 7 days from 12 to 3 hours, 10 p.m. 6 a.m. Since the list of two at these times.
75, sold, American.
Okay.
495 KVRX. If you want to make a request.
Or mock us some more. But
what do we got next?
This is Nastron 666 from the Todeslaut LP, and the song is called Insang Fran in Pest Besmitad Grau.
And you know, whenever I have a head cold, I always take Nastron 666. It's the best over-counter medication for my allergies. Nastron 666. It's better than Tylenol.
Worshipped
by better than Advil.
Taken by Odin, Shiva, and Allah.
And Hitler, too, sometimes. Oh, my cold is much clearer now. Thanks to Nastron 666. Oh, yeah.
Nastron from the Halls of Eternity. It's black metal medicine.
This is the Black Metal Medicine Show, because we know it's cold and flu season out there. And Metal Enema is going to fill your prescription rectally.
Anyway. Shades of Doug.
Yeah, Shades of Doug.
I'm the pharmacist.
Oh, dear. An era we long forgotten because it was on cable radio, but anyway.
None of y'all probably heard it. Well, I remember a time when the Metal Enema played Dio.
And Iron Maiden.
And The Organization.
And forget it. We're not going to do that anymore, so don't call.
Screw that!
495 KVRX. We've still got about 40 minutes left in the show. I'm the Undertaker.
And I'm Michael Porter Zabakak.
And we're enjoying ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going to play some Dark Tranquility for Chuck Salvo and
lead
the Pez Fairy.
Death the Millions and the Pez Fairy.
And,
where are you all?
Y'all are supposed to come up here.
You slept.
They're ringing in. There's a phone. They're calling, going, we're sorry. We didn't come up here. Anyway, this is Dark Tranquility from the album The Gallery, which I think is probably coming out pretty soon because this was a little Osmos promo that they sent us. Anyway, this is called Silent and the Firmament Withdrew. Which means
please don't withdraw your firmament. Don't need to see that.
Which means fan in the bed sheets.
Oh. God.
Oh God, what died? Oh. Oh no. Collagen.
All right, this is Forest of the Impaled demo from it's their
Indiana.
Demo. Yeah, they're from Indiana, and this
or
is their
something.
Yeah, they're from Indiana.
Oh, Indiana.
And this is
okay.
Their demo, Mortis Day, and this song is for Chuck Salvo as well, Beckoning Midnight Dreams, which is probably what he's doing since he's not here. You know. Anyway,
I see a trend coming with you.
Yeah. Uh oh. Mark Perry has some commentary.
Inside joke.
Cling cling.
Yeah. Cool cling.
Uh oh. Uh-oh, libel. Here you go, this is Forest of the Impaled. It's the Metal Enema 4-Hour Special!
You all better get down and pray. Because it ain't going to happen again.
Yep.
For a long time.
We're not going to be doing this 4-hour stuff much, but thought we'd all come down and surprise you. If you're listening right now and you just happen to be listening and
you think Travis is supposed to be here?
Well, he ain't. But also, if you didn't know that we were going to be on and you want to tell your friends about it, go ahead and call them up because we're here for 4 hours.
That's right.
And if we've played something in the first 2 hours that you didn't get to hear because you weren't listening, then, you know, we're not going to do it again. Anyway.
Because we're going to probably get actually to play the right amount of stuff
that we
normally bring all the time and don't get to play.
Anyway. So. I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Akaborda Zabakak.
KVRX Austin.
In accordance with federal law and FCC regulations, commands the broadcast of these immature up at the hours 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. System listeners tune out at these times.
Ancient Rites is our first number for the night.
And it's the intro Blasphema Eternal and then into Total Misanthropia.
Rah! You're listening to the Metal Enema 4-Hour Marathon.
That's right, the 4-Hour Metal Enema.
The 4-Hour Metal Enema. Oh, come on, it's only supposed to take 30 minutes to administer one of these things. Ooh.
Whoa, not the way we do it.
We
through
do it.
Your ear.
Yeah. Whoa. We make sure there's not a drop of fecal matter left in your colon.
Or in your heart, for that matter. Or your lungs.
Oh. If that's what you're into, of course. Anyway, I'm the Undertaker.
And I'm Agaporn Sepikak.
If you're not aware, if you're just figuring out that the show's on right now, call your friends, call your neighbors, call anybody who cares, and tell them so they can get in on this. This is the last time we're going to be doing this for a while.
If you're just figuring it out, then you've learned what the Metal Enema is.
Yeah. Travis ain't here!
Ah!
Anyway, what have we got next, Agapornis?
It is, Unanimated from the Ancient God of Evil CD. It is Oceans of Time. And
surf's up, dude. Oceans of Time.
This is standard like Swedish stuff, and you'll hear
it's not black metal.
Very
though.
Similar things to other bands that have been around before. And oh, I forgot to bring Entombed tonight.
Oh dear.
Damn. Oh, well.
We do have some other cool stuff. We have a new band called MZ412, which is like industrial black metal.
More industrial than black metal.
More industrial than black metal, but still satanic and evil. You know, it's got a church on fire on the cover.
Church on fire, church on fire,
church
put
on
it
fire,
out, put
church
it down.
On fire.
Then first, I will push you to the ground and pee on you, yelling, church on fire, church on fire, put it out, put
no,
it
no,
out.
No, no, don't put it out. Let it burn, let it burn. Church on fire, let it burn, let it burn.
Then I will make you drink antifreeze until you pass out.
Oh, no, you won't. Anyway, we also have Impaled Nazarene and...
Which we just played.
Oh, we did? Oh,
yep.
I missed that. I'm sorry, I got confused.
It's okay. So I wrote it down.
Yeah, so we...
That was the horny and the horned.
Yeah, we're not making that up. That's not a joke. That's the real title of the song.
Oh, yeah.
The horny and the horned. Oh, Impaled Nazarene.
Oh, what whimsy. What whimsy.
Anyway.
Yeah, we kill a lot of time with banter because we're going to be here for four hours till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Four hours. We're going to get to play the extra long Cradle of Filth songs tonight.
That's right. And if we had Cytherial or Belsagoth, boy,
which,
don't you know
13 minute songs.
On.
Yeah, you thought Justice for All was a long album. Well, we'll teach you. Here's Unanimated with Oceans of Time.
Abandon every hope, you enter.
Yeah, same
double.
To you. Anyway, this is the Metal Enema 4-hour marathon. 495 KVRX to make your requests.
Now with Retson.
To all our friends in Austin. Anyway.
We have ointment tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
No.
But now it's time for some Symphonies of Sickness from Carcass. This is a song called, I can't even remember.
Reek of Putrefaction.
You.